do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
Let's do it, 11:09. And there is Slam and Sammy Sound right there, Samantha Fisher, talking about the local music scene before we get into the national stuff with Dan Dirkholtz. Hi, Sammy.
Hello, Jonathan.
How are you, darling?
You look so cute tonight.
You know, it's a curse, really.
I thought it was a gift.
Why is that so funny? Why is that so funny? That really wasn't supposed to be comedy. And she's still laughing. Okay, we're out of time. Dan Dirkholtz next. Good luck with everything in your little music gathering for the kids and stuff. Play It Forward. STL is certainly ought to be familiar with that by now, and Sam's effort to get instruments in the hands of musicians. So before we get to some local music, let's talk about that. What's going on with Play It Forward?
Yeah, we're looking for some pianos.
You're not.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'd throw that in.
Yeah.
Be funny.
That was very funny.
Learning so much from you. Okay, Play It Forward is amazing. I'm continuously humbled by this program every day. A friend of mine, Debbie Watts Yates, and her family, friends of Play It Forward and just in the music scene, decided in lieu of Christmas gifts with the family this year, they would donate to Play It Forward, and they did. So that was incredible.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they went through the website, and they got on the PayPal, and I got the notifications. And then I had given her these brochures that Play It Forward has, and she's going to put those in the card and present those to the family, and that's where each of their contribution went. So Christmas morning, that package will be opened. I just stopped crying.
You're going to make me all weepy now.
You are.
I'm getting a little weepy.
You're so sensitive.
That's a beautiful thing.
Isn't it lovely?
It is.
I mean, come on. I love that stuff.
What are you looking for right now, instrument-wise?
Well, I don't need a soundboard because Dave Beardsley presented one to Play It Forward this afternoon. Dave Beardsley, who heads up STLBlues.net.
Right.
And, of course, the new Blues Museum that's coming to town.
Right.
So very generous of Dave. It's very nice. It's a nice soundboard.
Yeah.
I don't know much about soundboards, but
someone looking for that?
I think that I'm going to be able to place it.
Oh, sure. I'm
going to look around and
can use it.
Focus on those schools that do a lot of their attempting to do their own recordings and things like that.
Right.
So that's where we're at right now. Okay. I love it. And we have a show on December 22nd at the Duck Room. The first time Play It Forward has been at the Duck Room.
Really?
Officially.
That's
We've
surprising.
Done a couple of things with Devin Allman there, but this show is actually for Play It Forward with Jeremy Siegel, Moss.
Right.
I
so,
love him.
Bottles Up Blues Gang.
Bottoms Up Blues Gang. Billy Skelton's going to be there. A few other acts. We're calling it the Dynamic Duo.
Right.
$8 to get in. Show starts at 8 p.m. And we'll see what happens.
Now, do you want people to bring in instruments there?
I would
also
love that. Absolutely. Okay. You know, again, people, trumpets, horns, flutes, clarinets. Swinettes. We're good with those.
Okay. You remembered.
I do.
All right. So that's on the 22nd.
Of December, yeah. The Duck Room, 8 p.m. And that's the same night as El Mancero. So if you're at the show or you're leaving early, you can stop in early. Yeah. It's all in the same neighborhood, right?
Well, El Mancero 7 nights, but that's one of them.
That is one of them, yes. So that's what's going on. Play It Forward. I'm really happy with Debbie and her family's donation. I thought that was generous and kind and you know, giving the gift of music. Oh, and I wanted to mention that there's a school in Bethalto that has this amazing student named Christian, and we gave him a guitar over the summer. He's really excelling, and Toco is going to sponsor to pay for me to get a teacher out there to do a little tutelage with this young man, a little mentoring on the guitar. That's another branch out of Play It Forward recently.
Play It Forward, STL.org, too, for more information about what they're up to on that particular front, but also, Sammy, a big champion for local sounds from people that are already immersed in music and local bands, and we move to that at this point.
We do, and we're going to mention that, you know, 'tis the season for giving, so on December 22nd at Lumiere Place, Miss Kim Massey, one of my personal favorites, in fact, my girlfriend Kathy is here. See Kathy?
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy. We're going to go maybe stop in and see her tonight. But on the 22nd, she'll be at Lumiere, and you can bring 5 cans of food to go to Food Outreach. They sponsor the cancer, HIV, and AIDS patients, so that's kind of a big deal there this time of year.
Love me some Kim Massey.
Oh, me too. Mm. And I just mentioned my local musician friend, Donnie Sandage, who is going to help me with that kid out there in Bethalto. They are doing a local event in Alton, and the event is called Something Bigger Than Yourself. You can find it on Facebook. You make a donation. They've taken 30 kids from the Catholic Center in Alton, and they're given, they've already raised $1,000, and they're giving these kids, they're taking them all out for a Christmas dinner and giving them a $50 gift card each for Christmas. So, again, this is what local musicians do in our city.
Awesome.
I love it.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So, you going to play any music? You got some bands to share with us?
I am. KL2. Are you familiar? Used to be King Louie back in the day.
No, I got nothing.
Got nothing?
I don't get out like I used to.
Okay. This is my friend Lou Bangbingia.
Sounds like you're very close. What? Lou Bangbing of the Ohio Bangbingias?
I was talking to Lou today, and I made him say his name to me 3 times. So, Lou, you knew that wasn't going to stick.
Babinga?
Babinga. Babinga. That's it.
There you go.
Lou Babinga.
I didn't even talk to him on the phone. And I assume he's in KL2?
He is in KL2. And the band's been around for a while. They released their album last year called World's Best Band. That was released in January of 2012. They're in the studio now working on their 2nd album, Classic Rock, and it's all original, and you got to give your love to the original bands in St. Louis because it's tough.
Because you don't get paid as much.
A, you don't get paid, gigs. You don't get a lot of gigs, is why they're traveling beginning in 2013. They've got a couple of dates in West Virginia. They're going to Ohio, Texas, and Pittsburgh because they're going to tour now.
Good for them.
It's awesome.
Good for them.
So this is an original song, and it's called the Na-Na Song.
So that's KL2, and the 2 is spelled 1-1.
1-1.
Well, is that the way you typed it out, or is it KL2 with a 2?
No, it's KL1-1.
Okay.
Like
very,
2.
Very confusing. Do we know why that is, what that means?
Well, I think because it used to be King Louie, so right. Now it's King Louie 2.
Why wouldn't they just put a 2, though?
Don't know.
You think there is a KL2 band? So they couldn't do that?
I don't know.
Weird. Huh? I worry about such things.
Why?
Like that. They got any shows coming up here? Because you mentioned the touring stuff. But
they don't. We talked about that this afternoon. And again, it's tough to be a original band in St. Louis. But previously, you can certainly pass shows at House of Rock, Cicero's, things like that. Right. So I think when the new album comes out, we'll spend more time with them in St. Louis. But good for them on the touring.
Louie and I are Facebook buddies, so I'm sure if he's got a local show, I'll be getting a message.
He'll let you know about it.
We'll pass it along.
He's probably letting you know right now.
Probably this very moment.
Probably.
All right. Anyone else?
Well, our dear friend Bennett Schaefer.
Yeah.
I just want you to have this one because you know so much more about this than I do. And you're going to stump me.
About Bennett?
about the Earwax Wax Theatrics.
Well, see, with Bennett, it's tough to say because Bennett's in like 9 bands at any given time. Plus, he represents like another 12 bands. So
this is more of your era. This is like 1974 to 1982, sir.
All right. So you want to know the story?
I really do.
Okay. This band, Earwax, Central West End. I knew Bennett as a kid, as a teenager, and he was in this band. And also in this band were, along with Bennett, his brother Dominic.
Dominic, yeah.
And David Udell.
David.
David Udell had a brother named Patrick, probably still his brother named Patrick. Patrick wasn't in that band. Patrick was in the offshoot band called Jambox.
Okay.
I was in Jambox.
Really?
For a very brief period of time. And Patrick, wild man, very Manson-esque looking. The wild eyes, the black hair, the beard flying everywhere. And he played electric violin.
Nice.
And we had just an amazing guitarist who played a right-handed guitar upside down like a famous guitarist before him. And a couple other guys and me. I was way out of my league playing with these guys. But Earwax was the band. Like, and I remember one time in the Central West End, big festival going on, main stage, thousands of people, corner of Euclid and Maryland, kind of like the Halloween setup. Earwax is playing on that band. Two card tables a block over, pushed together, had Jambox on stage, playing to a crowd of 7. So I've resented Bennett and the guys
since?
From Earwax ever since that moment in time. Plus, he had a really hot girlfriend whose brother was one of my best friends, and I longed for her. So I hate these guys. So you go ahead. Hate them.
If I let you continue, it'll spin off into other stories.
No, that's it. I'm just bitter.
No, I'll go ahead and jump in. So with all that being said, so, you know, and this is dedicated to Fojami, which we've talked about before on the show. And I've never had the pleasure of meeting the man. And I believe he passed of cancer last year. Is that correct?
Danny was a great guy. And anybody who spent any time at Duff's knew him from there. Or if you ever saw anybody walking around with a Cat in the Hat hat before it was hip. That was Danny.
That was Danny.
Yeah.
So this is kind of exciting stuff. And I brought you the DVD of 33 and a third. So it's their concert documentary. And they're going to release it this Sunday at Famous Bar on Chippewa and Brannan. 7 o'clock. The DVD is going to be $15. Mm-hmm. And I think there's only like 300 copies. So very limited edition. And you have one that'll be $15. Bennett asked for the $15.
That's originally what opened up the one. And I bet you're not even kidding about that part.
I am kidding about
And I
that.
Didn't mention Tracy, the bass player. And Tracy lives in Colorado. So this is quite a trip for him to come in to play the show.
And I think this is a pretty big deal. And they also have some vinyl albums of their original music.
Yeah.
And actually was on the Beacon did a nice write-up, and I wish we could pull it up. There's a picture of all these guys.
Yeah.
And Bennett looks like he's 19.
Still does.
Well, kind of. That floppy hair, he kind of still does.
Right.
God love it. Anyway, so this track is called 12 Moments, I believe. And again, this Sunday at Famous Bar on Chippewa and Brannan at 7 p.m. If you were around in this time, like you, 74 to 82, I was still in ninth grade.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. And the Famous Bar, of course, on Chippewa, just west of Kings Highway. And it's, you know, if you're not looking for it, you may miss it.
You may miss it.
So watch for that. So that's coming up on Sunday, right?
Yes, sir. 7 o'clock Sunday. And this is off that album from way back when. So I think it's kind of cool.
Hi, everybody. We'll be right back.
Sunday, the famous bar, Earwax, Wax Theatrics, they changed their name to that later on, I guess, because Earwax. And that was CKS, so it was a little play on words. I guess people didn't want to, you know, clubs didn't want to book a band.
The Earwax.
Earwax, or, you know, an opening up for Earwax, Toe Jam. So that's this Sunday, 7 o'clock, and a DVD. I can't wait to see this thing.
I figured that you would be excited. And I guess it's David's son, Dylan, who took part in the production of this DVD. So we were just saying off air, I just think it's the coolest thing to, you know, for musicians in this town to kind of, you know, record some of their history and put it all together. You don't see that very often. So I think it's something that's extremely unique and very good for St. Louis. And 30, band.
33 and a third. And the concert that is captured on the DVD was actually recorded last year at the Gaslight Theater.
Right. Right.
So
very cool. And mm-hmm. Bennett tells me there's a lot of clips and pictures in there that a lot of people haven't seen. So it's going to be a lot of new stuff. And what a great tribute to their friend, Fo Jammy.
That's all right. So that'll be fun Sunday. Don't miss that one at the famous bar. I have to swing by and give a visit to them this weekend. All right. Time for one more. What do you want to do?
One more. We got a band here from Vandalia, Illinois, reaching out a little bit. Here's the name, Old Capitol Square Dance Club.
Love them.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll be playing at Pat's Bar in Dogtown on December 20th at 8 p.m. Normally, they're going to play at Off-Broadway, the Way Out Club, Cicero's. Again, this is another original band. We're doing a lot of original music tonight.
I didn't know Pat's was booking bands.
Apparently, they are.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Good. I've never been there, so I didn't even know the address.
Never been there?
Never been to Pat's.
Amazing fried chicken, too, wow. By the way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good fried chicken. So this band's been together for about 6 years. They focus on some country, blues, soul, rock and roll. I actually work with this with one of the band members' girlfriends, my girl Amy, mm-hmm. at the Oyster Bar. So I said, yeah, we'll spin some of their music. And they sent it over, and I actually really like it.
It's what we call a shout-out in the industry, in case you didn't know.
That'd be $10, Amy.
All right, Sam. Well done. Thank you. PlayedForwardSTL.org, too, for more information about all that other stuff we were talking about.
And don't forget about the show on the Dynamic Duos. First Play It Forward show at the Duck Room.
20 seconds.
What?
December 22nd.
December 22nd.
See,
yes, sir.
I was listening.
8 p.m.
Thank you, darling. Always good to see you.
All right.
And we'll go out with the old Capitol Square Dance Club before we bring in Dan Dirkholtz on the Thursday Night Music Club on the Big 550 KTRS.